I'm Calvin Grinnell, a member of the three affiliated tribes, the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation. I'm a member of all three tribes. I have all three tribes in my blood, as well as a little French, of course. And my Indian name is Running Elk, Mado Gadirish in Hidatsa. And I'm a descendant of the Hidatsa chief forebears who signed the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1851, delineating our the boundaries of our homelands. There are not many people know that, but there are two forebears chiefs in our history, or chiefs named forebears. One was Mandan and one was Hidatsa. The Mandan one, of course, being more famous because he was painted by Catlin and Bodmer. And but in our history, that's who I'm descended from, as well as sub-chief of Crow Flies High, who was the leader of what was called a dissident band of the Hidatsa, who broke away from the reservation system, or refused to come to the reservation, or be sort of captured or encompassed by a reservation. They believe that this area was there. So for 25 years, Crow Flies High and my grandfather, Black Hawk, and about 130 Mandans, Hidatsas, and one Arikara, I believe, traveled between where we are located today, just over the hill, just to the north here of the Forebears Park, is a old village site, which is just under the water. And some of it might be exposed now because of the lowness, the water so low. But they established a village there and then traveled between there and Fort Union, Fort Buford, for a number of years, 25 years. For 25 years, they traveled between those that and subsisted on the old ways, hunting buffalo and selling wood to the steamboats and probably fur trading, trapping, whatever, for quarter of a century, and put a I believe they were kind of a thorn in the side of the government and the military system. They showed that Indian people could still subsist on the old ways rather than have to become dependent on the government. So our Indian people are pretty resilient, pretty practical, and you have to be out here in the northern plains to survive and to make a livelihood. And the rest of the tribe, of course, we're the first. I always like to, people say, call the first Walmart in the northern plains. We had a nice, huge trade network that was took advantage of our strategic location, not only on the Missouri River, but we were within easy reach of the French and English traders from the northeast, the Hudson's Bay Company and the Northwest Company, who came to trade with our people. First heard about them through other traders the tribal traders like the Assiniboine and the Cree, who the Mandan were in their heyday in the late 1700s, numbered about 15,000, they say, down near the present-day city of Bismarck in Mandan, 9 villages down there, and regularly, they say, took advantage of the Assiniboine and Cree in their trading. So they were able to dictate their own terms, it is said. So we are an old line of business people, I guess you'd call it.